why did we do all the Tom and Jerry with no dialogue? Because I was a great Charlie Chaplin fan, and he never had any dialogue in his stuff. He had printing down at the bottom, you know, and titled. But he was a pantomime guy. Sometimes I ran into a spot where we just needed a word or a yell or something, and we just put it in there, and then Bill would go over to the sound stage and we'd do it. No, the sound effects came after the picture was shot. In the meantime, the sound effects man would be studying the storyboard and preparing his sound effect. We used to make up the sound effects for the picture, not just have a... Then later on, we got into a library of sound effects, and you want to hit a bang, a whack, you pull out this thing. We used to do them directly to the picture.